So earlier on the show, I asked what your first flight experience was. I explained my graphic experience of how my unfortunate circumstances with a giant peach and some KFC ended up on a car carpet. But more to someone who can give us a better picture of what is happening, Guy Leach joins us, and he's the managing editor at SA Flyer magazine. We're going to be chatting about the British Airways Boeing 747. Guy, thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning. It's nice to be with you.
So, in terms of being a pilot itself, it's really something that is almost a young boy's dreams. If you talk about the dream jobs, it's being a pilot and all of those fantastic kind of things. But we've had a very unfortunate turn of events when it comes to the industry. Can you give us a picture of exactly how it is at the moment for people in the flight industry?
Oh, yeah, it's an absolute bloodbath. It's a, I mean, just look at South African Airways. They've gone from, 5 years ago they had 800 pilots. They're now planning to have just 88. So obviously almost 90% of them are losing their jobs. And the real tragedy is that, people become pilots for life. It's not as though you can just hop and skip jobs. There's a thing called the seniority system, which has caused a lot of anger, but it's also got a lot of good points where you progress up, from junior first officer to first officer to senior to captain and so on. And if you start at another airline, you start right at the bottom again. So these people have had their whole careers wiped out. So the COVID pandemic has been particularly harsh on pilots and all the pilots' dreams. I know some pilots have given up and are operating tractors.
Oh my gosh. And that's the question that I really want to ask. I'm really worried about the people themselves. Is there a way forward? What is going to happen to our South African pilots? And of course, I'm speaking broadly, but just from a home aspect, what is the way forward for our pilots, those who are currently jobless? I mean, you hear about the motivational stories that someone has pivoted or turned around their lives, but fundamentally, this is someone who's invested. I don't even know how much it costs to be a pilot. And now they are driving a tractor.
Yeah.
With all due respect to people who drive tractors.
Yeah, exactly, of course, yeah. But it's a different paying job. A sort of a pilot of 55, 60 years old probably has enough income to be at least financially comfortable, even if his job has been terminated early. The real problems in this industry, or for us anyway, are pilots with SAA who've been there with, say, 20 years service, because SAA was not expanding, so people didn't progress up very fast. So it's taken them 20 years, and most of them are still senior first officers. Whereas in the UK or Europe, for instance, you get 26, 27 years. After 4 or 5 years, they get promoted to captain. So now you've got first officers who are 40 years old, 5 years old, they've got children, they've got mortgages on their houses, and so on, competing against kids 26 years old will take a lot less pay, and they've got command experience. It's incredibly difficult. So we're obviously hoping that SAA can eventually, survive one way or another, and hopefully most of these guys can get their jobs back.
Guy, thank you so much for answering those questions. But back to our, and accommodating me with regards to that, but back to our discussion this morning, we are feeling nostalgic and a poignant event happened at London Heathrow Airport. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Well, of course, it's hugely poignant. The Boeing 747, more than any other aeroplane, democratized flying. The Boeing 707, you could say, was the first successful commercial jetliner. That obviously changed flying enormously by shrinking the world. But within 10 years, the Boeing 747 had come along, and that reduced the cost of flying by 30% and made it that much more affordable for people. So all of a sudden, you could consider taking a plane to go and visit, Aunt Ethel for her birthday. And it just made flying what we know it is today, where it's an acceptable means of travel. It was incredibly safe for the Boeing 747. It came out, it was first flew in 1970, actually, December 69. So it's now 50 years old. already, and yet it completely transformed the industry. So there's so many fascinating things about it. It was the very first of the so-called wide-bodied airliners, again, which, you know, with two aisles, people couldn't believe how big it was. it was supposed to have been designed as a double story, like the Airbus A330 is, all the way along. But in fact, the real fear at the door, the real belief at the time, was that actually they would maybe build just 100 747s and they would mainly be used for cargo. Because at that stage, already the Concorde was being developed and people were convinced that within 10 years, people would be traveling supersonically. That was the development or growth of airliners were in those days. And of course, the Concorde was a colossal failure economically. So it was the 747 which has borne the growth, the brunt of the burden of the growth of the airline industry. It's been the most phenomenally successful story. Look, they're still building them, actually. There's still another, I believe, about 10 to be delivered of the very latest version, the 747-8 variant. But it's just been an absolutely phenomenal story.
So, Guy, I'm looking at, I think one of the most pertinent discussions that is happening at the moment is education. And I'm thinking about the flight academies, the flight schools. We've got matrics who are going to be writing their last exams. What do you say to parents of those students who are sitting at flight school in their final year? What do you say to high school students who are sitting and possibly thinking about a future in aviation? What's your advice and guidance?
Actually, now is this time, and it is. You know, in fact, it's the same as investing. You know, when everyone's crying, that's when you should be buying. When everyone's crying in the airline industry, that's when you should be buying flight training. Simply because what's actually going to happen over the next 3 to 5 years is that we've seen, there's going to be a massive fallout of the number of pilots as people, you know, all the 50, 60 year olds just say, well, that's it, I'm done with this now. And many others, a lot of the juniors fall out of the industry, never to return. And at the same time, there was a massive a bubble in the age profile, which the FAA, the American Federal Aviation Administration, had identified as being a problem in terms of just the number of retirements. So in 3 to 5 years, we expect the airline industry to return to pretty much pre-COVID levels. There's going to be a tremendous shortage of pilots. There's going to be a 30 to 40% shortage of pilots. Anyone learning now will have it a fast track into an airline seat. And airline seats are incredibly good, well-paying jobs, not to mention prestigious and rewarding. So I would honestly encourage anyone who is thinking of going into wanting to learn to fly to do so.
Yeah, and that's the silver lining, I guess, and the proverbial cloud.
Absolutely. You know, in every crisis, there's an opportunity. It might just take a little while. I think that this is a good lesson for us all here in South Africa. I mean, many of us are taking enormous strain. We're really suffering hard in terms of the economic consequences and the fallout of the COVID pandemic. But really, we mustn't lose sight that this too shall pass, that in 3 to 5 years, we will be back on a normal trajectory and the market will be very much different in terms of the competition. There'll be very much more opportunity available to good operators.
Guy, I'm a person, as much as I'd like to consider myself young, I'm also a person who believes in partnering with those with experience. So it almost seems like a revolving door policy, if I'm listening correctly here. What's going to happen to the senior pilot? What's the plan for them?
Well, obviously, it depends on how old they are. At this stage, the retirement age is 63 pretty much in South Africa. And a lot of them will have retired and will not be coming back. One of the things about being a pilot is that you've got to maintain what's called currency, which means that you've got to keep flying on a regular basis. Otherwise, you get rusty. And if they haven't flown for, let's say, well, it's actually just 3 months, then effectively they're out of currency. And it costs about 300,000-400,000 rand just to give a pilot enough training to make them current again, which is again another problem faced by all the SAA and Comair pilots at this particular stage. But the big question, the big challenge remains for all our listeners is how on earth do you finance a flying training? Because, you know, you could expect it to cost around 500,000 at the very cheapest to R1 million to get into an employable state. And that is so beyond the means of so many people. There are a number of cadet schemes out there, but unfortunately the main route into the airlines, which was the Air Force, is also tremendously constrained by budget. So the biggest challenge for parents will be to find the means of funding flight training. Although, of course, if you consider the costs of keeping a kid at home for 4 years, for a 4 years bachelor's or honours degree, you know, it's not that different. So it's not out of the ballpark. It's just difficult for people who, you know, who are obviously struggling right now. And of course, I do need to say that unfortunately our education system has let the flying community down a lot, because it is so very bad at delivering good maths and science skills.
Yeah. That's Guy Leach, managing editor at SA Flyer magazine, giving us a clearer picture of the aviation industry in general, and of course the very important and auspicious event, British Airways Boeing 747 taking its last bow. Guy, thank you so much for your insight this morning. All the best.
My pleasure, then. All the best. Cheers. Bye.